the thing that sticks out?
That's a goozle.
Okay. And this is my...
your lip.
Or just...
Well, you do your teeth.
Uh-huh.
That's a tooth.
And just one would be... This would be my front...
Front tooth. Then when you die, it's a back.
And the flesh around your teeth is your...
Gums.
And this is my...
Fingers.
Or the whole thing is my...
Hand.
And I have two...
Two hands.
And this is the...
Palm.
And this is a...
Fist.
And I have two...
Two fists.
And the place where the bones come together, you call that a...
That's your...
You know, any place where your bones...
Well, it's, that's your knuckles between each one and where mm-hmm. it comes together. That's your knuckles and your fingers and your hands.
They say people who get old, they say they're getting stiff in their...
Knees and all of the bones. You know,
all their...
In the bones.
All their...
Fingers and...
Mm-hmm.
Gets feeling bum.
Mm-hmm. What do you call that? Your joints
are getting stiff.
Uh-huh. And on a man, this is a...
Chest.
And these are...
Shoulders.
And this is my...
Leg.
And this is my...
Foot.
And I have two...
Two feet.
Okay.
Well, now what use is all of that? I'm like, in it now. I'm wondering what it's all about.
Well, just different ways of saying things. You know, like some people on the chest that they say breast even if it's for a man, you know, mm-hmm. things like that. This real sensitive bone here is your...
That's it's turning me off. I know what it is, but I can't go on it.
Ever
shin right along here, something.
Okay.
Like.
Say if I got down in this position, you'd say I...
Squatted down.
Okay. Any other way of saying that?
That's the only way I know to say it. Yes, you just squatted.
Uh-huh. You ever hunker?
Well, you can hunker, but it wouldn't be like that. You'd be over like this if you was hunkered.
You'd be pressed against your knees
Yeah, you'd be more this way.
Uh-huh.
And you wouldn't be just squatted.
More bent forward.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever heard this back part of your thigh called your hunkers? Okay. Say somebody's been sick for a while, you say, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit...
Bad.
Okay, anything else you might say about him? He still looks a bit...
He still don't look well.
Uh-huh. And someone who's in real good shape, you say he's big and...
Husky.
Okay, anything else?
I don't know why I did anything.
Uh-huh. Say if you could lift heavy weights, you'd say you were...
Strong.
What about stout? What does it mean?
That's you. When you're stout, you're large, you're big.
Uh-huh. Would you ever use the word stout talking about butter that was turning bad? Okay. And someone who's real easy to get along with, you'd say that he's...
He's an easy person to get along with.
Uh-huh.
Easy. Mm-hmm.
Do you say kind or pleasant?
Yeah, he was pleasant. Her, either one, what he might have said. It'd be wonderful getting on with them. It was, you know, have good feelings, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Have feelings for you.
Mm-hmm.
And they wouldn't be, you wouldn't mind talking to them.
Mm-hmm. What would you say about them? You said they were...
You just say they're nice people to agree with you. They
mm-hmm.
wouldn't cross you up, you know.
Mm-hmm. Someone like a teenage boy that just seems to be all arms and legs and is always dropping things, you'd say that he's...
What do you do? I don't know what you call it. He just...
You know, just always stumbling and dropping things and...
Maybe you just... I don't know. Someone called him mischievous.
Is what?
Mischievous when you drop and fall down and do things like that.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know. What would you call it?
What about gangly or...